Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome, welcome back to Bleeding Blue, a show about the history of the New York Football Giants. My name is Justin Panic, and as always, one of my best friends in the world, Nikki Snacks. Snacks, it is draft month. Snacks, we are having our first draft-themed episode this month. How are you doing, my friend? It's always nice to see you.
Yeah, it's always great to see you, too. You know, we lied to the people when we said we're going to try and do every episode in person. But
well, it's your fault.
Yes, life events get in the way. But I think moving forward, you guys will see us together, which
Can we announce this, though? You got a job, and it's paying you good. And that's why you're in the process of moving down south
and no,
to
yes,
South
yes.
South Jersey, yes, not like yes. the South.
No. Okay, good. Because some people call where I'm moving central, and that's not the case.
It's South Jersey.
Yes, I got a very good job. I am in the process of moving from my roots in North Jersey, which by the way, I don't want to get this twisted. Okay. Just because I'm physically not in North Jersey doesn't mean I'm not North Jersey, okay?
You are North Jersey. It's not just like your heart's in North Jersey. You are North Jersey.
Correct. And I was going to tweet this, and maybe I will tomorrow, but I've been driving back and forth this week because I don't move in until, actually, today is my move-in day, everybody.
Yeah, the day that this is airing is your move-in
today
day,
is my move-in
so.
Day.
Yeah.
But I've been driving up and down the parkway and going down to work and everything, and I see these rest stops and they're named after famous New Jersey people.
Yeah.
And I think that's my goal in life.
You want to be a rest stop?
I want to be a rest stop. Yeah. I want to be, I'm not going to give my last name. I want to be Nikki Snacks rest stop exit. I want to be my favorite number is 20.
Are you a parkway or a turnpike? Cause most of the rest stops are on the parkway.
Correct. Yes.
The turnpike.
Yes. Most of them are. There's a couple on the turnpike. John Bon Jovi, you can get off on the turnpike, which is my favorite rest stop because they have a big guitar out there.
Yeah.
And they have all these great quotes with all these great New Jerseyans in there. So I want to be on the parkway and, you know,
Parkway is more Jersey. I feel
it is more Jersey. People, yeah. When you think of highways in Jersey,
turnpike is the road that people used to get through Jersey. Or up to New York, or down to, you know, Maryland, Delaware, et cetera, et cetera.
Right,
so.
Correct. And there is a rest stop. I think it's just a gas station and a convenience store, but I'll take that. Up on exit 170, like real up north, and that's the one I want. And I'm going to put a petition in to get that name for me. I might probably have to die early, and then my friends and family will have to do that for me.
You're well on your way to that.
Oh, no question.
You're
welcome. The really bad part about this job now is that I have to significantly cut down on my drinking, which, you know, probably a good thing, but also probably gives me a couple extra years, which is not good. But anyway, yeah, so big news. I'm doing well. And also I am first draft episode themed, and I'm very excited. I think this is going to be a fun episode.
So what we're doing is this episode is going to be best Giants draft picks by each round. So Snacks and I were going to narrow it down to two players per round we are going to talk about. We're going to do 1 through 7. And then for a decent portion of the NFL's history, the draft was more than 7 rounds. So we're going to talk about some guys that were picked after the 7th round. And then we'll even, you know, give 2 undrafted free agents. And we're officially going to pick 2 of the best Giants undrafted free agents, and we'll be doing that for each and every round of the NFL draft as well. So, Snacks?
Yes.
We flipped a coin.
We did.
And you won 2 out of 3. So you are going to be going first. 2 players out of the first round, Giants all time. Which 2 are you going to go with that are the best?
Yep. So I think the first round's pretty obvious, the number one. If you don't get this, you're probably not a Giant fan. You're also probably an idiot. So without further ado, the best draft pick, the best football player of all time, Lawrence Taylor. I mean, out of North Carolina, the freak was drafted number 2 overall. Mm-hmm. He, without question, the greatest football player of all time. And I think this was about, I want to say about as easy of a decision.
It was
the easiest. It was by far the easiest. I'm like, Justin, should I even say it? Like, will that be annoying that I even have to say Lawrence Taylor? But anyway, we'll just get him out of the way. Lawrence Taylor is number one. And your best friend, I'm going with another Giants legend who some argue should be in the Hall of Fame. And pretty wild that LT went two and Carl Banks went number three in the first round, third overall pick. Fun fact, right? I'm sure everybody knows the last time we drafted a linebacker in the first round was Carl Banks.
1984.
Do we see something this year, maybe, in a trade deck?
It's funny. We were talking about Devin Lloyd on a
I love Devin Lloyd.
We were talking about Devin Lloyd. If it wasn't irresponsible to take him at seven, it kind of would be good.
Yes. That's why I said possibly in a trade back.
Possibly trade back. That's right. But Carl Banks, 1984, Michigan State. LT was the slam dunk. You know, in 1981, he was taken in the first round out of the University of North Carolina.
I would love to go back and like really. I wish I like saw the coverage and everything of like, okay, this is the Giants' easiest draft selection ever. This is probably the easiest football draft selection ever, and how long it actually took them to put that pick in, because I would assume it would be under 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. And maybe, you know, for some fans that are a little bit older than Snacks and I, here's a question that just came up. What was the coverage of the NFL draft like? Was it even televised? I don't even know.
It was televised. Maybe not.
Like, was it like this highly there is no doubt that it was not as always highly coveted of an event as it is right now.
No, it's
just flat out not. Like, there could be, I don't know if there's playoff basketball going on in late April, early May, but I guarantee you that the night one of the NFL draft is going to beat whatever playoff basketball game is happening that night. And I have no doubt.
That night, and compare round one ratings to, if there's a game seven in the NBA finals, compare it. I would honestly assume that the NFL draft wins.
Yeah,
How crazy it is.
No, so
that's how crazy it is.
I really want to know.
Especially with no LeBron blames in it.
What was the coverage of the NFL draft like, and what was the fan reaction of it like, you know, kind of going back to mid 80s, 90s, et cetera, et cetera. Especially when it was more than seven rounds, because I'm sure it was long as fuck.
Oh, God, yeah. You know? And I would assume they didn't televise all rounds. And plus, you got guys like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and Daniel Jeremiah doing all these now. You definitely didn't have that.
They do that 365 days a year.
Right. they made careers out of this shit. So, and shout out Mel Kiper. He's a pioneer of it. Those two guys, LT and Carl Banks, I thought that was pretty easy. You know, Phil Simms obviously is a great choice. He was the Giants' second best quarterback of all time. JPP's up there. In 2010, when you go down, all right, well, we cats out of the bag after last week. OBJ was a great first round pick for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Didn't do much winning, but you know, he was an electric player. Hakeem Nicks was really good. Another UNC product.
Yeah. Another guy I want to give a little bit of run to, some other guys too. Mark Haynes, he was the eighth overall pick, 1980 from Colorado. He was a four-time All-Pro with the Giants from 1980 to 1985. Imagine that stretch. He was with the team for like six seasons, and he was a four-time All-Pro in that stretch, not counting his rookie year and then his final year with the Giants. That's a pretty good run. He just missed the Super Bowl. Rodney not Hampton, 1990 from Georgia. You mentioned Odell, 2014 from LSU. Jeremy Shockey, 2002 from Miami. Yes, Matthias Kiwanuka, 2006 from Boston College. And Snacks, one that you did miss.
I know what you're going to say. It's Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford, 1952 from USC.
I had him written down. I thought Carl Banks was a little bit more sexier. So,
you love disrespecting the oldie Giants.
No, it's not so much that I like disrespecting them. It's just, I don't know. Come on. I'm trying to cater to the audience.
That is true. I don't know if we have a large audience base that saw Frank Gifford play.
I would assume that we have nobody watching the show that saw Frank Gifford play. So watch them announce. Yeah. Not watch them play.
All right. I have second round. And I'm going to go with Michael Strahan, 1993 from Texas Southern. And then the second one, the greatest offensive lineman in New York Giants history, Chris Snee, 2004 from Boston College.
I like that a lot. I really like that. But you know what? You're 100% right. He is by far the greatest offensive lineman in New York Giants history.
I feel like
nice
that's,
call.
I feel like that's been said before, but I don't know if it's said enough.
No, it's probably not. Probably because maybe we're all so like scarred over the last decade. in a sense, you should probably say it even
correct.
More.
Yeah, to like to appreciate yeah. him. You know, yeah. and the fact that he played from 2004 to 2013—that's that's 9 seasons. You know, 9-10 seasons.
Yeah.
And there have been offensive linemen for the Giants that have played a little bit longer. Like, there's going to be some that I'm going to mention on this list where it's like, you know, maybe you didn't hear of them, or maybe you're hearing their name for the first time in a long time. But they played for the Giants for quite a long time. The Giants are actually somewhat good at if they're not good at drafting linemen, but when they get them right, they're here.
They get them right.
And,
yes.
and they get them right, at least in the 80s and the 90s. So.
Well, yeah. And I'll say one thing, too. You stepped in shit because you're about to run off like 10 names.
Mm-hmm.
The second round is the Giants' best round in their draft.
Oh,
in their,
no
the
doubt.
History of the New York Giants, the second round is by far their best round.
And you know what's funny? The real football fans of New Jersey, Katie and Caitlin, they talk about this all the time. They talk about this all the time, how the second round for the Giants is better. Like, their track record, you know, outside of LT and outside, you know, the Hall of Famers that are up there, and Carl Banks, arguably a Hall of Famer, but I think there's more quality names that I'm about to read right here than the first round, because there came a point where I was kind of reaching, you know, Rodney Hampton taken in the first round, good career, not a great career. Odell, obviously, you know, his time was short. Hakeem Nicks, obviously, his time was short. You know, first round, Matthias Kiwanuka too, and that was the last guy that I put. So here's the rest of the guys. A running back that wore 21, 1997, and he went to Virginia.
Thank you very much for doing that, Justin. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Look at this. Okay, good. Look at that. Thank you. See, everybody see who that is? You're probably reading it backwards, but you see that? Yeah, I did
that. It's not backwards. It's not a mirror.
Whatever. That's a running back number 21 that is decapitated.
Pepper Johnson.
I would never do that in real life.
Pepper Johnson, 1986, he went to Ohio State. Brad Van Pelt, 1973, went to Michigan State. Leonard Marshall, 1983, went to LSU. OCU Manure, 2003, he went to Troy. Jumbo Elliott went to the University of Michigan. Mark Collins, defensive back, went 1986. Cal State Fullerton, Joe Morris, 1982, went to Syracuse, and Jason Sehorn, 1994, drafted, went to USC. Those are some pretty damn good names that I just read off right there.
It's ridiculous, and one of your last names was Jason Sehorn, who, I mean, if you don't love Jason Sehorn, that's – can I also throw one in there, too, who doesn't get any love because he wasn't here a whole lot, but for me – in my early fandom days, and especially in 2000 and in the NFC Championship game, but Joe Jerevicius was drafted by the New York Giants in 2000. I want to say, oh God, I don't remember what year he was drafted, but 98.
I was about to be like, why do I feel like he's a 98 kind of guy?
Yes. Corey Webster, did you mention him?
No, but again, I mean, these are just names
right, exactly. Steve Smith.
I wanted to keep it to 10 because I figured I don't want to just be here listing.
Linval Joseph, like the... These are good Dalvin Thomas, and these are good players.
Yeah.
The second round, the Giants absolutely buried as a franchise. Yeah. So shout out to them in the second round. If only they can hit on this next round.
Yeah, the third round is a little different, so let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about the third round. Well, I think the third round is about as easy as you can get because there's really only two names that fully stick out. We're going to go with Hall of Famer Sam Huff because that's – I mean – you know, you say I disrespect the old timers, and I probably did when I didn't put Sam Huff on the list that of guys I wish I saw in my snacks pantry a couple months ago. And then, you know, Giants fan favorite, legend, 2-time Super Bowl champion, Justin Tuck. I think it's pretty easy. And when you go down and you read these people, it's ugly.
Yeah, here's the other significant names that I have. So you mentioned Tuck, Notre Dame, 2005. Yeah. Sam Huff, 1956 from West Virginia. Jeff Hostetler, 1985 from Penn State. And he also went to West Virginia. Safety, Greg Jackson, is a Super Bowl champ. He went to LSU. And then tackle Roman Oben went to Louisville.
Roman Oben.
And he was drafted in 1996, and he was a tackle for the Giants from 1996 to 1999. I mentioned Roman Oben because we may be doing something with him in the very near future.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay.
Which so you don't know about.
No, I clearly don't, because that's a surprise to me, and that's a cheap plug. So shout out to Roman Oben. But you'd also – Roman Oben. But you also you didn't mention Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker.
No way. Missed. You want to know why? You know, when you look on Pro Football Reference and the way that we were looking at it, we're looking at it by AV, you know, Stephen Baker didn't play for a long time, so I guess I must have missed him. He's kind of located at the bottom there. That's a good catch.
He is. He is. And that's my fault. It's not Reuben Oben. It's Roman Oben.
Roman Oben, yeah.
Misspoken, because I know I'll catch shit for that. Just a couple more I want to mention, too, which is pretty just unbelievable. They drafted punter Brad Maynard in 1997 in the third round. They drafted a punter. I remember Brad Maynard. They also drafted knee-biting crazy man Dan Campbell, tight end, in 1999. Mm. They drafted –
he was a third-rounder?
He was a third-round pick.
He was not
pick.
Very
yeah.
good.
No, he wasn't. But that's okay. He was a great blocker. They drafted – I'm just going to shoot off some names that I have said in the past when we watched 2000. It was Ron Dixon, who's arguably the – maybe besides Emlyn Tennell, the best returner in Giants history.
Mm.
So that's cool. Will Peterson, who I always had high hopes for, alongside Will Allen. He never worked out. And here's another one too, Justin. Mario Manningham, third round pick.
Yeah.
He did one of the biggest catches in Super Bowl history, with the greatest throw in NFL history. So I think that's kind of a good one. And
I'd probably
also
put him third.
You know what? I probably would too.
Behind Huff and Tuck.
Huff and Tuck. Yeah. Of the names we mentioned. Well, yeah, I guess you have to. Stephen Baker.
No, I put Manningham above Stephen.
I put Manningham too, yeah. Because Baker really, I mean, Baker had, yeah, you're right.
Baker had a cool nickname and, you know.
Yeah.
He was good, but he wasn't. Manningham delivered one of the best moments in Super Bowl history.
He literally did. Best and he had a huge postseason that year too. Like, we forget, caught a touchdown in the wild card game. He caught a touchdown against San Fran, which was a huge touchdown.
Yep.
So, yeah, those are just a couple other ones. And, you know, Davis Webb. So
there you go. I'm back on the Giants. Fourth round. He was a third round pick. Unbelievable.
It's so nauseating.
Fourth round. Now we get back to a decent amount of names. And the two guys that I'm going to be going with, Harry Carson, 1976 from South Carolina State, Hall of Famer. And then the second guy, whew, this is tough.
Do it.
I'm going to go Brandon Jacobs, 2005 Southern Illinois.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go with him.
I would have fucking killed you if you didn't. So.
Well, here are the names. Here are the names that you could have possibly picked from. So, again, I picked Harry Carson and Brandon Jacobs as the two best Giants draft picks of the fourth round.
Oh, wait a minute.
Keith Hamilton, 1992 from Pitt.
The Hammer.
Jim, I want to put this guy in because he was very, very good, but I can't pronounce his last name. Jim Katkevegi, defensive end, NFL champ, two-time All-Pro, 1956, went to Dayton. Barry Cofield, 2006, went to Northwestern. Gary Reasons, 1984, went to Northwestern State. Mark Bavaro, 1985, Notre Dame.
So you know what? You went, Jake. You told me to go with Reason over Hart. You went Hart over Reason.
No,
on this one.
You know what? Let's look at the stats here. Let's look at the stats.
Justin, outside of Eli Strand, who's my favorite Giant of all time?
Brandon Jacobs.
I would have taken Bavaro over him.
Bavaro spent 85-90 with the Giants. He missed the season in 1991 with an injured knee, and then he left 92-94. He was with Cleveland and Philly.
I get it. Well, the Philly part hurts, but I get it. I get it. I think Bavaro has a. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm like voting against Brandon Jacobs right now, which I never do. But I'm also a little salty at Brandon Jacobs people, but. Anyway,
but Brandon Jacobs, yeah, because we've tried to reach out to Brandon Jacobs, and they've actually gotten back to you, but...
Yes, they have, and then they just, like, ice me.
And
so
then they just ghost kinda, you.
It's pissed me off a little bit, but that has nothing to do with Jacobs. I just think Bavaro, like, the namesake alone, and, like, the the plays he made were just so much more in Giants lore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know, but Brandon Jacobs leads the Giants in
touchdowns.
Rushing. He has 60. Mark Bavaro had 28 as a Giant. Brandon Jacobs.
All right, well,
Brandon Jacobs was here with the Giants, basically very, very, you know, productive from 2005 to 2011, which is, you know, I think two years, 1 year longer than what Bavaro was productive for the Giants. Both two-time Super Bowl champs. I do think that Brandon Jacobs brought more value to the Giants than Mark Bavaro.
All right, you know what? It's hard. It really is hard to argue. Value and longevity. You're right. They're both two-time Super Bowl champions. I guess I was thinking more along the lines
Mark
of like
Bavaro. I mean, if you want to say that Mark Bavaro was a better football player,
well, yeah, I think his position's tougher. And no offense, Brandon Jacobs.
Yes,
he did more memorable plays, and he was part of the Giants era that brought the Giants back. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Brandon Jacobs is part of the era that also brought back Giants football
this is true too. Yes,
odds are we wouldn't even have this football. We wouldn't even have this show if it weren't for, you know, Brandon Jacobs and those Super Bowl teams. So
that's a really, really good point. We 100% wouldn't. But can I name a couple others?
Zach Diossi. Did I say Zach Diossi 2007 from Brown? Also okay, drafted in the fourth round.
Did you say Barry Cofield?
I did say Barry Cofield 2006. You did,
okay,
because
if you missed him, I would have killed you. I love Barry Cofield. Nope. What about Andre Brown?
No, didn't make.
You
the
have
cut.
His. You have his jersey.
I do have his jersey. This is true.
So you're just ridiculous. All right, and one more shout out to Kyle Loletta. All right.
You have the fifth round.
Yeah, I know I do, Justin. I thought it was going to be really cool getting the first round. It wound up sucking because I got the first, third, fifth, and seventh, and they all suck.
And the second and the fourth are tremendously fun.
Tremendous. Oh, my God. Fucking brutal, man. I get this shit on the stick every goddamn week. Whatever.
Who are your two?
I'm going David Deal, who I would say is one of the finer Giants offensive lineman that has been drafted by the Giants and in Giants history.
Yeah,
I
would agree.
Versatility, production, longevity, toughness, leadership. David Deal definitely belongs on this list. And maybe, you know, maybe a little controversial. Not really, because there's nobody else. Jabril Wilson. Mm. Jabril Wilson, Super Bowl champion. He was a very underrated safety. Like, he was nothing special.
He was good.
He was good. He was good. He was nothing special. You know what I mean? He was very good at his job. He wasn't going to cost you games. He wasn't going to get burnt. He wasn't going to do any of that shit. He was just a good football player. So I believe Jabril Wilson belongs on this list. I thought about Kevin Boss, but I don't know. Kevin Boss was all right. You know, he had that big run in the Super Bowl. He was very solid after Shockey went down in 2007. So you have a lot of respect for him. You know, I don't want to say Devin Kennard, because he went on to have great success, not great success, but he went on to have success in Detroit.
Yeah.
Not
his,
here.
His success is outside of the Giants building. So,
right. Exactly. And then this fifth round, it truly is disgusting. And then I just want to mention, Mitch Petras. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And also Nick Greison. I used to love playing with him in Madden because his name was Nick and he was, oh, never mind.
A guy that you missed was Dave Meggett.
I did miss Dave Meggett. Yes, you're right.
1989 out of Towson. You already mentioned Jabril Wilson, 2004 to Tennessee. Kevin Boss, 2007, Western Oregon. David Deal, 2003, Illinois. And that's it.
So really not good at all. Like, Jonathan Goff was good for a year.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. What about Rhett Bomar? I just go to the sixth round. I can't take this shit.
Sixth round. The two guys that I settled on. There's more names in the sixth round, but it's just a matter of familiarity and value.
Yes.
Greg Larson was an offensive lineman / center from 1961 to 1973. Didn't write down what college he went to.
It's okay.
But longevity. Giants had their lineman. Giants had their center for a long time. Doug Reisenberg, 1987 Super Bowl champ, 1987 to 1995, he played with the Giants, and he went to California. So I'm going with two offensive linemen as the best Giants draft picks of the sixth round. Some other guys, Corey Miller, you know, for you guys, I know there's a lot of people that listen to us that really love the 90s. Corey Miller was a linebacker for the Giants from 1991 to 1999, where he went to South Carolina. Howard Cross, 1989, went to Alabama. Stacy Dillard, shout out to you because you're on Twitter, Giants Twitter. He was a defensive tackle, 1992, went to Oklahoma. And then Jaquan Williams, 2011, and he went to USF.
Yep, and you know what you did? You forgot the biggest one.
Did I forget the biggest one from the sixth round?
You forgot David Tyree.
No, fuck. It's again. I
see. This was not. I'm telling you guys, this was not an easy thing to put together. There's so many players Damn. That you have to look through, and you're gonna miss it. Like I missed plenty. Justin, you just missed David Tyree.
I know. So here's what I'm gonna do.
Do you revise the top two?
I'm revising my top two, okay, and David
that's fair.
Tyree.
I think that's fair.
David Tyree is going to take Doug Reisenberg's spot.
Yes, I think that's fair. But although Doug Reisenberg's a good pick.
Yes. Yeah.
Just think about it. Yeah. Think about it. David Tyree was a good special teams player, and he's known for one thing, and that's it. You know, Doug Reisenberg actually had a career. So yes. I could understand the logic and reasoning, but, I mean, David Tyree, man, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Frank Walker had a pick six in Tampa Bay, I think 2003. There's really nothing else, my God. Oh, my God.
And this is what you expect at this point in the draft.
No, I know, but I'm looking.
If anything, this is an exercise that serves, this is just how difficult it is to hit on these late round
gems. You know? Yep. Jaquan Williams, I love you mentioned Jaquan Williams, because without Jaquan Williams, we don't win Super Bowl 46.
No, and that was his rookie year that he did that too.
Yeah. Yep, did nothing after that. Rest in peace, Tyler Sash, drafted in the third round or sixth round at Iowa. That's Corey Ballantyne. It is Corey Ballantyne. I hope your leg is okay. But yeah, okay. So sixth round, yeah, that's true. It really is so true that, like, it's impossible finding. I don't want to say impossible because teams do it and guys hit, but. When you're dart throwing in the sixth and seventh rounds, you know.
But the seventh round has a lot of hits, actually.
It does. And that's where we go now. And I'm going with, I think, a pretty obvious one. You know who I'm probably talking about, right?
Ma Bradshaw.
A little midget of Ma Bradshaw. Yep. Running back, New York Giants drafted 2007 out of Marshall.
Mm-hmm. He inspired me to run with my neck.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
That was the inspiration. Well, remember my 40?
I do remember your 40.
Yeah, so that he was my inspiration. Like while I was running, I was thinking this is how Bradshaw would run, but it kind of looked different.
Well, a little bit. Yeah. But that's okay. You probably whatever. all right, and then we're gonna go. This one is tough. I didn't want to do two running backs. But I'm going to, and I'm taking Derek Ward.
I think that's a really bad pick.
Why? Who did I miss?
Perry Williams is a two-time Super Bowl champ, I believe secondary player from 1984 to 1993. Went to North Carolina State.
Oh, fuck. I didn't.
And
Lionel Manuel.
Lionel Manuel.
Yep.
Lionel Manuel from 1984 to 1990 is a two-time Super Bowl champ.
It's back-to-back years, and I legitimately missed them both. Holy shit. Yeah. See, look at us. Look at this. This is what happens. There's so many guys on here and so many. You miss.
Corey Widmer was a linebacker from 1990 to 1999, went to Montana State. So again, I know there's a lot of people out there that like reference the 90s, the post Super Bowl 25 days on Giants Twitter often. So, you know, he gets a shout out. He went to Montana State. You mentioned Derek Ward, 2004, went to Fresno State. And I'm telling you right now, Tay Crowder, 2020, Georgia. He's already worth mentioning on this list. And I think 5 years from now, like if Tay Crowder has three more good years with the Giants, three more. Maybe he finishes his rookie deal, so that would end in 2024. And then maybe he gets another year out of there.
Maybe
that is worth it, and that may be like it's up there with Bradshaw, Perry Williams, Lionel Manuel in terms of value.
Stop.
No, in terms of value.
Oh. Okay.
Not
okay.
Like right. We're gonna.
I didn't let you finish. You're right.
Not like we're gonna remember Tay Crowder because he won two Super Bowls, but up there in value with top value round seven picks, Tay Crowder will be up there.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I mean, listen, he was pretty productive as a rookie. Like, yeah, you know, he had a couple big plays. Yeah. So I'll shout out him. I won't shout out Matt Dodge. That's what I will not do.
Oh, he was a seventh round pick.
He was a seventh round pick. Disgusting. And
I wonder how he feels about himself. Like when he looks at himself in the mirror,
is he still alive?
What does he think?
Is he still alive?
Probably not.
We should get him on the show.
No, or yes, we should get him on the show. And then, like, all right, thanks for coming on 5 seconds in, and then pull a Simple Man Radio.
Yeah. Oh, that would be pretty funny. And not Carter Coughlin, but Tom Coughlin's favorite player was drafted in the seventh round, too. Do you know who that was?
Tom Coughlin's favorite player.
He was his favorite player. Always played him, and he was terrible. Absolutely terrible. He stuck around the team for I don't know why or how long. Probably like 3 or 4 years, but he was Tom Coughlin.
What era is this? Is this first Super Bowl era or second Super Bowl era?
This is he was drafted. He was drafted post 46. So the year, I guess that draft.
Post 46, and he stuck around.
He stuck around to like 2015.
Oh my!
He played like 4 years with the Giants, and he played
offense,
a lot.
Defense
tackle. Big white guy.
No, I'm not. I blocked
Marcus
him out.
Kuhn.
Marcus Kuhn. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He did for whatever play a lot.
Reason, he played a lot. He was so bad. And it's not like the Giants lacked a defensive tackle either. For whatever reason, well, Tom Coughlin loved the guy.
The Colin Jenkins days were pretty dark.
God, Colin Jenkins. I remember being pumped up about getting him.
Colin Jenkins, Robert Ayers, Marcus Kuhn, and, you know.
Hey, Robert Ayers had a 10.5 sack season.
He did, but. I mean, the fact that was the best.
I was like Aziz Ojulari sacks.
Yes, and then like pre JPP blowing up his fingers, which he actually was better after he blew up his fingers than like the year before.
Yeah, well,
I think I may be wrong on that.
What a joke! We fucking suck.
All right, let's go through this quick and let's end this after the seventh round. And then the UDFAs. So I think the two after the second round are kind of obvious because I only have three guys.
After the seventh round.
After the seventh round.
Yes.
And who are those two for you?
Well, I mean, obviously Jesse Armstead.
Yep. Eighth round out of Miami. Yeah.
Eighth round. Was it eighth round?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, come on, Kent Graham.
Oh, I did not have him. I guess he's a fourth. I had... Why are you smiling?
Because Kent Graham, it makes me laugh.
Wait, didn't he suck?
He wasn't great.
He was a fucking quarterback.
Don Maynard. Ninth round. He was a quarterback.
Yeah, Stop it. Don't fucking tease me like
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Don't do
sorry,
that.
Sorry.
Brian Kelly was taken in the 14th round, 1973 linebacker, part of the Crunch Bunch. Mm-hmm. And then George Martin. 11th round out of Oregon.
Which is just, I mean, that might be the biggest steal in NFL history.
I think
the 11th round, George Martin.
Armstead's more.
Yeah, Armstead is more. He was more. Well, I think there's an argument to be made there. I'm sorry.
Imagine if Armstead was a couple years older and he played with everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, that would be ridiculous. Or if he was a couple years, if he was a couple years younger, he wouldn't be drafted after the seventh round.
Right.
But, yeah, you know. But dude, George Martin played with the Giants. How long did he play with the Giants? Like 10 years?
It was a very long time. It was like 75 to it passed the first, I think it was the first Super Bowl.
Yes. He won a Super Bowl, yeah. And he's the second leading. Defensive lineman in touchdowns like that guy.
Yes.
I don't know. I think you can make an argument.
You can make an argument. Well, he's on the list with Jesse Armstead. Those are the two guys.
Those are the two obvious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Drafted after the seventh round and then UDFAs.
I think these are pretty easy too.
Emlyn Tennell, 1948, Toledo in Iowa. And then Victor Cruz, 2010 from UMass.
Yeah. I mean, how am I going to rebut?
We could be missing some other ones, but here are some other ones that I have down. Jake Ballard, 2010 from Ohio State. DJ Ware. If you're looking up DJ Ware on Pro Football Reference, do not search DJ. You have to search Danny Ware, which that threw me for a loop before we were recording. DJ Ware, 2007 out of Georgia. Chase Blackburn, 2005 out of Akron. Jared Lorenzen, 2006, Kentucky. Mark Herzlich, 2011, Boston College. And then Henry Hynoski, 2011, from the University of Pittsburgh. Snack, say something.
I tell you, Henry was a beast, baby. He was a beast. Sorry.
And that's it.
I forgot I had to say something to you forgot Spider Lockhart.
I did.
Well, that wasn't undrafted. He was in the 13th round, so I kind of went back.
Okay.
I kind of went back a little bit. I was just I wanted to scroll through because I thought I want to make sure we didn't forget anybody.
There probably is somebody who we are forgetting with the UDFAs.
I'm sure.
Because I Googled like best Giants undrafted free agents of all time. Emlyn Tennell doesn't come up.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But he wasn't drafted.
No, he was not drafted. We've talked about this.
Yes. He was drafted by the military, but he was not drafted by the Giants.
Well, then that's why he's not on the undrafted list. He was drafted.
Oh, I guess.
He was drafted.
I guess that's a technicality.
See what I'm doing? Like, when we go to World War III, you going to accept your draft invite?
Me?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm skinny now.
Uh-huh. You're fucked.
I have a club foot. I was
you
born
could probably pass. You could probably pass. Wait, time out. I was going to say you could probably pass a physical, so now.
Nope. I don't know if I pass physical. I don't know how strict they are.
You have a club foot too?
My left foot is a size 10. My right foot's a size 12. My right calf is bigger than my left calf.
All right. Well, your club foot was worse than mine. My club foot. So my foot was this way and my knee was that way. But my feet are the same size.
My foot came
out. What kind of fucking doctor did you have?
My foot came out and it was facing like 7 o'clock.
It was looking like a hockey stick, right?
Yeah, it was fucked up. It was facing like 7 o'clock. It was fucked up.
Yeah. All I know is from what I remember when I was born, and so much is what I was told. Foot this way, knee that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said I was gonna be in bars. My foot.
Yeah. Well, I had like a skateboard without wheels.
Yeah.
So it can kind of keep my feet straight. And my father, he would just sit there and he would just do that. I mean, you know, if you're listening on the podcast app, you know, he would just twist my foot. He would just sit there when I as an infant, and he would just twist my foot so my foot can move. Like the muscle memory. I'm also allergic to peanuts. So,
oh my God, what is wrong with you?
So maybe that's my goal in not being drafted. But I'm skinny now. It's not like they're gonna say that I'm obese. Well, I wasn't obese before, but they're not gonna turn to me and say you're too fat. You can't join.
No, that's what I was saying. You could probably pass a physical now.
I'm down to like 220, man.
I know. It's pretty. You look great.
Thank you.
You look great. I look good. You know what? A lot of good news. A lot of good news going around the world. Well, I shouldn't say that. I just fucked that one up. Yeah. There's a fucking war going on.
Yep. The draft joke. I mean,
the draft joke. Well, I can't be drafted. That's why I joke about it.
Oh, okay. You had cancer?
I'm serious. I can't. I literally can't.
Is it because
you
had cancer?
It's a medical condition. Yeah, I can't. I'm serious. Anybody, if you're like in remission, you have cancer, it doesn't matter how long you can't get drafted.
No, it makes sense.
I also think I'm too old and they don't want me there anymore. Yeah. So,
anyway. you would kill a motherfucker. I know that.
Well, without a doubt, I would storm in. Yeah. Didn't matter. I had a lot of fun with that episode, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was a fun exercise, and I recommend doing the same thing, except you just listen to the episode. But you know, go on Pro Football Reference, and you can Google like Giants draft picks all time, and this is exactly what we did, and we just went through kind of year by year, and we chose our list that way. So go and do this exercise, and hopefully, you know, if you're thinking about and you're worried about the Giants draft today, it's hard to hit on these draft picks, and that's why it's helpful that the Giants have 9. You know, maybe they can get a seventh rounder like Ahmad Bradshaw, and exactly, you know, you're hopefully well, they don't have a seventh round pick this year, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And even if they walk away with one hit out of the fifth and sixth round, you take it.
That's a win.
You take it.
That's a win.
So
yeah, that's a win because they're a dime and a dozen, and I truly did like enjoy scrolling down, and Pro Football Reference is just so unbelievable.
I love it, man. I love it.
It's so
I could
cool.
spend all day on Pro Football Reference, and I do sometimes.
And I liked like the stuff that you taught me too. I won't go on about this, but you've taught me a lot of stuff. It's very, very cool. A great resource. And the draft pick stuff, like I would legitimately, if you're watching and listening live right now, pull it up, pull this up and then click like round and then just scroll through.
Yeah.
Tell us who we missed, like anything, because it's a lot of fun. There's so many names and it's really cool to reminisce. Like there was a couple of guys that, you know, that I've watched in my life that I didn't realize was drafted. Dan Campbell in the third round. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I didn't know that.
Like, what, nuts of Corsi? Like, what are you doing? But no, it's very cool, very fun exercise. So I highly suggest you guys do it.
All right, so we will see you next week. Keep on bleeding blue. We'll come at you with another draft episode. Snacks, we'll see you next week. Take it away.
Fuck you, Tiki Barber.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.